Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Schatzeder. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan Schatzeder. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesus. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. And now, play ball. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin, who is chasing the ball. Dawson reaches third base with a triple. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros takes first base on ball four. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ontiveros moves to second. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale takes first base on ball 4. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Schatzetter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schatzetter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schatzetter for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Dawson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-1 in the game. DeJesus bunts towards the mound. Schatzetter fields it and throws to first for the out. Krukow moves to second. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Krukow scores. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vale hits a ball on the ground into left field. Cromarty picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cromarty. Vale moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote strikes out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Perez. The throw from foot and he is safe. Perez steals second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sizemore scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-1 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dan Schatzsetter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schatzsetter is 0-for-1 in the game. Schatzsetter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schatzsetter for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. It's 2-1, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cromarty is walked intentionally. Scott moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Cromarty moves to second. It's 3-1, Expos. Donnie Moore now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Cromarty moves to third. Valentine moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot fires to second and picks off Valentine for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson, who is chasing the ball. Vale reaches third base with a triple. Ontiveros goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Expos. David Palmer now pitching. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Barry Foote. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vale scores. It's Expos, 3, Cubs, 3. Sam Mahias pinch runs for Larry Biotner. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 2 in the game. Sizemore bunts towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Mahias moves to second. One out. Bobby Mercer pinch hits for Donnie Moore. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is walked intentionally. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mahias scores. Mercer moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mercer moves to third. DeJesus moves to second. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner is walked intentionally. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kingman hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Blackwell now catching. Ray Burris now pitching. Sam Mahias now playing left field. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Hutton pinch hits for David Palmer. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Bonson now pitching. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vale takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias strikes out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 2 in the game. Sizemore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris fires to first and picks off Scott. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Maka now playing right field. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeJesu is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish bunts towards the mound. Sutter fields it and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to second. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Jerry White pinch hits for Stan Bonson. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Dawson hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.